we're all for the greenways. What we require is they go through farmland, etc. There have been greenways around the country. Some of them have been delivered very successfully. Others, there have been problems. And what we say is the delivery of them has been, to say the least, uneven. To overcome this, we have made a submission to the minister. We had a conference in Athlone last summer. He put it to consultation at that time. And it appears he has now put it to consultation a second time.
There is a lot of discussion about greenways in the Inishowen area and also linking Lifford and Strabane. And there's talk in the longer term about a greenway linking Burton Port to Kilmacrenan. So Donegal very much looking at this issue into the future.
Yeah, and as I say, it's something particularly you take somewhere like Inishowen, it'll just improve the whole tourism, visitors to Inishowen all over Donegal. We applaud all that. What we want is a proper code of practice. We met the people in charge of this greenway and we had a very positive meeting with them. But the one thing they said was the man in charge came from a road building background and he said he was using the guidelines of how you built a main road. And I said back to him, I said, that's because you haven't got a proper code of practice in place. And he said, that's correct. We want a code of practice that it's delivered evenly all over the country.
There have been very successful greenways, particularly Mayo and Waterford come to mind in recent years. I presume there have been lessons learned from those projects that can be put into place in formulating the code of practice you're seeking, and then that can be used in turn to inform what's going to be happening in Donegal in the coming months and years.
That's right. You'll know all about the one in Waterford. The one in Waterford was relatively straightforward because the railway line was still in state ownership. There's one in Kilkenny is the same, which is being discussed at the minute. But the majority of them will be across private land. And this is where we require a proper code of practice to deal with it. And we've discussed it, as I say, and we've put in a request to address the county council, the full council, on the subject. We would very much prefer that there's a proper code of practice in place before they start moving on the ground.